easily broken. I heard of a snake one time getting in the nest, and they will. They'll get in there and eat up the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And that nest happened to have one of those china eggs in. It swallowed the egg, and the crack that it came through to get into the chicken house
mm-hmm.
wasn't large enough for him to go through with the egg and actually swallow the egg.
Mm-hmm.
So he was trapped, couldn't get out.
He got caught the next morning, huh?
I imagine so.
Did you used to have a well on your farm?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We used water from a spring that ran out of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it furnished water for the family, for the stock, and all. For years and years, ever since I was born there, I lived there all my life until I married.
Mm-hmm.
And that spring always was full of water, clear, just as clear as crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And it is still a furnishing water. They have it piped now to the house instead of having to carry it like you used to.
What did they carry then?
Well, we used to carry it in water buckets. We had those water buckets made out of cedar with a dipper, and now my brother has gas in his house. He heats with gas, and lets all that wood go to pot.
Mm-hmm.
However, he claims he sold several $1,000 worth of lumber, timber this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a well at the lower place, we call it, and it's piped into the house. They have running water in the house.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to carry milk in the cedar bucket, too?
No. They had what they called milk bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Used the bucket for nothing else except milk. Was a big tin, bright tin pail.
Mm-hmm. I guess the wood make the milk taste funny or something, wouldn't it?
The what?
If you used a cedar bucket for
drinking milk. Oh yes, it would. You can smell cedar. It smells good, but you wouldn't want your milk to taste like it. You know, your water, you wouldn't mind that so much.
Mm-hmm. Was there any difference between you said pail and bucket? Do you distinguish between the two?
Well, some pails were small at the bottom and large at the top. Some were just straight up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them used the ones that were small at the bottom and large at the top without a lid. Some of the buckets had lids, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did you use to put your scraps of food in?
Well, I use a tin plate here, just a tin plate that I've discarded,
uh-huh.
and feed the birds with it.
Yeah. Did you use the same thing when you're small and smaller?
Well, you see, when we lived on the farm, we gave those scraps to the hogs and the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make chickens lay quicker than grain.
Wow. What did you call that container that you put the hog food in? You know, the hog scraps.
Trough.
Mm-hmm.
Made wood come down like this, large at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Hog trough, we always call them.
Uh-huh. What did you carry the scraps out there in? Did you have some name for that container?
Usually a big, large bucket. We had a large wooden lard bucket about this big around. That we put the hog slop in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they called it when they poured liquid in it, was hog slop.
Is it just water and poured in there?
Water. I use